What did Rigardi want out of his work?
He wanted the information to be continued to be passed on, in the simplest sense, including some of the nonsense in the Golden Dawn and the non-nonsense in the Golden Dawn, and including a lot of the material we were doing in Kundalini and Tantra and Chakraology to be left behind. He told me to make sure that enough Golden Dawns, for an example, got to the southern hemispheres, because he was very dubious that the northern hemispheres would survive for any period. And I've carried out basically everything he asked me to carry out for him. I, for one, am not that enthralled with the outcomes I've seen from Golden Dawn or any of that work. However, a lot of the techniques are useful, but they're borrowed from numerous sources. And in essence, it's not a inherently complete system, because it's borrowed from here, dither, wither, and shither, and then together. And I think it's useful and fun and interesting to be an initiate of the Golden Dawn if you take it seriously, do your work, and have some fun along the way. I have three things: make some money, have some fun, and do a little good along the way. Don't do too much, otherwise they'll kill you.
Yeah, they'll shoot you, or persecute you, or God knows what. You knew him personally.
We lived together for years.
What did he really wish to be remembered by, from people who are, like yourself, interested and thankful for what he gave to us?
I think for his methodology, like the middle pillar, in a lot of ways he didn't want to be remembered at all.
Really?
Yeah. Just to be oblivion. Because he thought the people that would remember him are not worthy of remembering anything.
That's a good way to put it. I mean, not remembering in a sense of idolizing, but as far as the work he did.
In time, it'll all be washed out. More likely that a creep character like Crowley will be remembered because he shit on people's floors than Rigardi, who did a lot of useful things. It's a C word, yes. But you got a bunch of spoiled children out there who want to join that kind of organization and poo-poo here and throw temper tantrums in the street. Let them do it.
Yeah, we're wrapping up, so why not just let it all out? This is Illuminati Coast to Coast, and I don't really give a crap what they think. So let it all spill out.
Well, I sort of just said enough, I think.
They're all spoiled children, and when I even mention it in universities, my professors give me the slip. Huh? What are you talking? Are you? They give me that, you know, special handicap look.
Well, I first learned about the creature in a English literature class. Wow. They were comparing the poetry of Yeats with
the Golden Dawn boys.
Yeah, they said, oh, he was a minor poet in that tradition, whatever that meant. That's how I first heard of him. They think he was a major poet. And better than Yeats, and in my opinion, that's the biggest joke of them all.
That's a load of crap.
He was no intellectual giant, and frankly, in my opinion, created no new psychotechnology to help people, as Rigardi himself had done.
Yourself as well.
And myself as well.
It's been a privilege and honor to interview. Hope to get you back sometime in the near future or in some other form when we break out of the Matrix.
Sounds good to me. Let's all have a good time in the meantime and do our work and stop writing me emails about the secret names of your angels.
I'm sorry. I won't do that anymore.
Okay.
Know the name of my angel, but we're going to wrap it up.
Are we supposed to sing the song about that?
The song.
The song.
We forgot the song.
Taking it in the shoot in a Cairo motel. Taking it in the shoot in a Cairo motel. Brown waters. Brown waters. Amen.
Cairo.
A woman.
This This says, Illuminati, coast to coast, it's been a distinct privilege and honor to interview Dr. Hyatt. For Dr. Hyatt, sorry, Nana, I'm Joshua Seraphim. Tune in or tune out.